You know, the whole idea of medical testing was something that's fairly arcane to a lot of people, but the fact is, it's come into the headlines, and just over the last few days, you may have seen a spectacular admission. Elizabeth Holmes, who founded this company, Theranos, that looked like it was going to be a multi-billion dollar company that could take a little blood sample and tell you all about yourself. Well, it turns out she can't do what she said, and she's under fraud charges, and it's going to make a great book and a movie, but I'm afraid they all die in the end. But the fact is, you can tell a lot about an individual through testing. And there's a fascinating company that's based in Plato that can tell you all about yourself with a handful of tests. Dr. Mohamed Ayas is the founder of Ayas Bioscience, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So you can take... a sample of my blood and do some testing, and you can tell how I'm going to respond to a certain chemotherapy treatment or something to change my blood pressure?
Well, exactly. That's what we call pharmacogenomic, and basically it's just, it can be done from a blood sample, and also we validate the test to be done through a mouthwash. So you can have the sample be sent to us and or be sent to a laboratory can do the same thing. But basically, you need only a few drops of blood, and then we do the DNA extraction, and then we analyze it. We give you the blueprint. And there's a lot of genetic information that we can obtain, and we can really nail it down to so many medications.
Right, and then so out of that, you extrapolate how I'm likely to tolerate or respond to a certain treatment for any of a variety of problems?
Exactly. I mean, in general, when we take medications, we do not know how well and how fast we metabolize, how we convert it to certain metabolites going to be secreted and you lose the benefit, or how long can I stay and cause more side effects. So this test, we're going to tell you whether the person is fast metabolizer or slow metabolizer or is normal. So whether this medicine I'm taking going to really clear from my body so quickly or is going to stay in for a long period of time. So the average efficacy of drugs in general is, will not go more than 52%, and the best is 75%.
Well, that's why they trial. That's why the doctor says, here, let's try this,
exactly.
See how you tolerate it, see
exactly.
If it does it. And if not, call me and we'll try something else.
And that's why people sometimes they take blood pressure medicine and they keep having high blood pressure because they metabolize it so rapidly. And whether they need a different medication that stay longer or higher dose and the doctor tell them, let me try a second one, or vice versa. You get the medication stay longer, like patient with persistent hypoglycemia, they take one pill and
right.
It's still low blood sugar. And they end up sometimes with complication. The problem is, you know, the older we get, the slower response will be. And to reverse this is going to be a challenge among patients. And you're talking about chemotherapy is also a big time issue because sometimes we can commit patients to a very dangerous drug, and we do not know how well they're going to respond. And that's why the side effects can, you know, appear.
But the key is that you can find out before.
Exactly.
It's not after the fact. And I know one of the things, the end game that you're talking about, which I think is just fascinating, is that I guess in theory I go in, I get a series of tests, and then I get a card or, you know, a bit of something on a memory tape or whatever that is my outline, and then I carry that with me forever.
Exactly, and this is not only for the...
And so anybody would know, any dentist, any MD, anybody else would know
of
how
course.
We're going to react.
And exactly, that's exactly right. The thing is, it will not tell you about the current medication you're taking, but also taking all potential medication in the future that you will potentially may have. So the reports are going to be so generous to tell the physician potentially, what medication should or should not be given. And not only that, we also give you a report about interactions because all these medications, they can interfere with each other. So there's interference report and also give you alternative. So the doctor is going to have a lot of guidance from the report, tell them, okay, if this medicine is not going to work, what alternative I may have to give to my patients.
Where do you get your patients?
Well, I have, we have all our colleagues, in the Metroplex area, in Dallas area. And
so the
also
referring people.
Referring from Houston,
but
West
if
Texas.
I wanted to, if I just if say, I just did this interview, I just heard this interview, I think I need to be, I guess it's like being mapped. I'd like to be back. Can you just walk it off the street and do this?
Well, as we know, in Texas, you know, you have the right to go inside and ask to request certain lab to be tested on you. We always prefer to talk to your physician, refer him to us. But here also, yes, you can walk in general and ask for those particular testing, and you sign the paper for us to give us the permission to conduct this test on you.
Does insurance pay for this?
Most of the time, yes, they do. I mean, some of them require pre-authorization. Right now, it's get so acceptable from them in terms of payment. But in general, just kind of like, you know, people, they love, you know, every time we talk about it, people, they would like to know about themselves, you know, before they're given a certain medication, especially if the medication, you know, again, be a long-term management, like a patient can stay on them for a long time.
Yeah.
I would rather to know ahead of time, rather for me to stay on it and not know what the side effect I may carry with.
Is this something you've developed over time? Or is this... I've never heard of this before. Is this
pharmacogenetics? This is a blueprint. This is in a way we're born, actually. So this is, we really recommend even people in newborns, you know, and since day one after birth, because they can carry that with them the rest of their lives. So wherever it applies to adults, it applies to children as well, because also they may have adverse reaction. Let me tell you, the number four cause of death in the United States is adverse drug reaction, as you know.
Yeah.
They have 2.2 million people affected by adverse drug reaction, 106,000 people that die, and we really pay $139 billion as a result of that.
Oh, no, you got me convinced. I'm curious why I don't know about it. Were you doing this? I mean, would this capability exist 5 years ago?
Yes. Since 2012, we have this in our laboratory. As a matter of fact, we enhance our capability to make it so cheap so it can be affordable. Right now, really get a penny on a dollar, you know, compared to the benefit you can get from these no reports. So we elected to make it just like a habit. Anybody get a prescribed medication should have in parallel have the pharmacogenetic to be tested. In our, you know, database, we have our own bioinformatics department. So we, in the last report, we have 78 patients. 39% turn out to be whether potential having
right.
a wrong medicine, wrong dose.
So how do you? So does my doctor draw blood and send it to your lab and you test it, or how do
yes,
you do
basically,
this?
Basically, well. They send a requisition form. They can do it online if they want to, and they can send us or they can call us. We can send them all tubes, all the kits, whether mouthwash or a blood draw is going to be fingerprint.
Yeah, I like the mouthwash.
The mouthwash, we have them, you know, available by hundreds. So the physician, you know, if they're interested, they can send us the, you know, the information, and we send them those kits, and they can send the requisition form along with the samples. And the report will be available in 48 hours, and they can have a portal, they can have access to it online,
yeah.
And be say so. It's gonna be really quick.
I'm fascinated. These are things that I didn't know you could do, and I guess not many people can. Dr. Mohammed Ayas is our guest today, head of CEO of IS Bioscience. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Keep doing the good work.
Thank you, sir.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.